Well, next to that new report on mental health services, which says there's an urgent need to improve care at hospital emergency departments, the analysis from the Mental Health Commission says that every year an estimated 50,000 people try to access mental health services through their local emergency department. However, many facilities don't have adequate staff or resources to meet this demand. Philip Watt is the interim CEO of the charity Mental Health Reform, and he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
You're concerned not just about the overall number seeking help in emergency departments, but also about the number of children. Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's really emergency departments are not the best place for anybody accessing mental health services. And the report shows that some emergency departments in some hospitals do make good provision, and that they have a room which where people who are experienced difficulties, including children, can be treated. But it really is unacceptable that our major hospitals can't cope with the number of people coming in with mental health challenges, including young people and children.
Presumably, for someone to seek help from an emergency department, they must be in a fairly bad way, or a family member or a friend must feel that they're in urgent need of help.
Absolutely. You know, the emergency department of a hospital is probably the last place people want to bring someone who is in a crisis or in trauma. And we really need to think a bit outside the box. There has been some positive work to try and develop alternative ways of treating people with mental health difficulties, which will avoid emergency departments. But more resourcing and more imagination needs to go into ensuring this happens across the country.
Ideally, then, where should someone who is very distressed be able to go?
Well, there will always be a case for the need for emergency departments, and having people with expertise, clinicians with expertise, is absolutely of paramount importance. Having a room where people can be treated and where they, you know, which is sympathetic to their age as well, is really, really important. But we also say that there should be investment in early intervention. So that's where our sector comes in. Organisations like Pieta, like Jigsaw, can play a huge role in making sure that people don't have to go to emergency departments where, you know, treatment is provided early and it doesn't end up in a crisis. So I think there's need for more resourcing for all. Voluntary organisations, ISPCC and Barnardo's would be other examples.
But ultimately, many people will need to see a doctor or a professional.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the role of the voluntary sector is really in terms of mild or medium difficulties facing people. But it's absolutely essential, particularly out of ours. This report shows, you know, the low levels of staff in many emergency departments. And we're certainly not blaming clinicians and their teams. They do fantastic work, but often they're very stretched. So the time that they can spend with somebody can be very limited. And of course, that can lead to a medical model rather than a more holistic model for people's health difficulties. And of course, the need for, you know, step-down facilities as well, so that people get out of emergency departments as soon as possible and go to more appropriate settings.
We have a statement from the Minister with responsibility for mental health, Mary Butler, who says that they are working on alternatives for emergencies. These include crisis resolution teams and crisis cafes. Are you seeing those improvements?
Yes, just to welcome the Minister's drive and commitment to improve services. She has made a real difference, but we have still a long way to go, and the Minister would acknowledge that herself. You know, we're on the right path and the right approach, and, you know, the Mental Health Bill will bring in a more human rights approach to treating people with mental health difficulties. But we still have a long way to go. And our resources here, only 5 to 6% of our health budget is spent on mental health. And really, you know, we should be looking at 10%, which is a government commitment.
Philip Watt, Interim CEO of Mental Health Reform. Thanks for being with us on the News at 1.